Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, April the 23rd. Tuesday, April the 23rd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat. Other message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about peak performance. As a peak performance coach, not just a life coach, not just a master teacher 33, my whole purpose for existence is for you to oscillate and vibrate at your highest possible good. That's it. At the highest possible good. That's what a peak performance coach is. That's what a peak performance profiler is. And that's really what I do. One of my clients and one way back in the day used to be a criminal profiler. And as a criminal profiler, a profiler is somebody who's able to predict what someone is going to do based upon certain behavioral characteristics that the person or the individual displays. And so people are very predictable. You can really tell what somebody is going to do based upon what they've done. And your ability to understand that is based upon, for me, two things. Today, what I'm getting ready to share with you is very important. This is actually some of my information that's based upon my core curriculum that's inside of the Life Management System, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, and in every Dear Kinnear report. This is proprietary information. But I'm able to give out my proprietary information. There's a lot of people who've, I'm going to use the word stolen my stuff, and they went out and they've tried to duplicate it on their own. especially the Dear Kinnear report. There are ex-clients that's out there right now doing Dear Kinnear reports, but it won't work for them because they're not designed by source code. They're not designed by prime creator. Remember, your DNA only responds to your authenticity. So you cannot be authentic if you're trying to be me or somebody else. So you have to, in order for you to be successful, you have to be authentic. You got to be yourself. And we don't see value in the self. That's why I will always be gainfully employed, if you want to use that term. That's why I always have a lot of money. That's why all my millionaire buddies who are all Caucasian told me 10 years ago, you're going to be a very wealthy man. Because the worse the things get in the world from society and from economics, the more people start looking for solutions. And that's when they stumble across my stuff. So today I want to talk to you about two things, innate attributes and characteristics. Those are the two things that's the core of my foundation of everything that I do. If you know these two things about yourself, you will never work for someone else again. You will never have a money problem. You will never have a health problem. You will never have a relationship problem. And you will never have a wisdom problem. But because we don't know our innate characteristics and attributes, and more importantly, we don't know the definition of the word in attribute and the word characteristics. Since there is a inability to connect the dots because we haven't been exposed to it, it's not that we can't or that we don't know. It's like, how do you know what you don't know? Number one, you have a reticular activating system. That reticular activating system, that's your reptile brain. It prevents you from bringing in any new knowledge after the age of about 13. Some people say 8 or 9. The age doesn't matter. What matters is right now you have a current habit pattern that prevents you from receiving your attributes and characteristics that I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you today. Why? They're outside habit pattern. Now, it's not your innate, it's not your God-given, it's not your attributes and characteristics that were given to you by source code. These are attributes and characteristics that was learned from teachers and environment. Since teacher and environment trump God-given attribute and characteristics, we have cognitive dissonance. We have two opposing belief systems in the brain. We got the ego that's protecting you, and we got the spirit that's trying to empower you. So your ego is protecting the 8-year-old version of you. That's why you keep doing Groundhog's Day shiznits. That's why your dog don't hunt. Meaning that you got a good heart, but you're doing bad behavior. Now, I didn't read about this shizness in a book. This was my real life. This is my life. And because I could not understand, and there was not a system in place when I was coming up, I had to develop my own system. And thankfully, my system hold water. That's why it's called a system. It's a cistern. That's what it talks about in the book of Jeremiah. So what I am getting ready to share with you today is the most profound thing that you will ever hear. If you see anyone that is having a problem anywhere in their life, this is the source of their problem. They're not contacted. They're not connected with their true authentic self. They're trying to, I'm going to use the word intercourse, which we are talking about right now. Spiritual sex is the ability to go inside. It's called intercourse. It's the ability to internal or to go inside and go down a specific course. That's what's called internal course or intercourse. So if you can find a male and a female that's able to come together and go inside and proceed down a specific path called their life path, according to the Bible, what happened at the Tower of Babel, they were on one accord and they had one language and there was no thing that they could not accomplish. If there is a problem in your life because you, it's because your head, your heart, and your gut, you have not done the internal work. This is called heteros gamos. This is the work. This is, again, the Holy Grail. This is Christos. This is Christ's aura. Everything in the Bible is just what this is about. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. And the way that you have life is for you to fall in love with you. And the only way to fall in love with you is for you to know you. And you can't know you because you were born with a specific sex. You can't have sex. You are sex. So your neurons and the neurotransmitters inside of your brain, they are looking for the internal course. That's the internal journey. That's the role. That's the process. That's the character that you're playing. Now, look at the word characteristics, and you will see a word character. Now, a character, in case we have forgotten that this is a game, life is a game. You're playing a character in the game. You've been given a specific or specific features or traits. Everybody has a part or a role. Now, everything I'm saying is inside of the Bible, inside of the Greek word sin, that we get the word hamantano, which means living without your lot, your share, your role, your character. You have a role to play. If you are not in your right, God ordained, God designed, source, prime creator designed role, I'm sorry, boo-boo, you're not going to shine. Now, you may make success. And see, this is the problem. People are successful fighting, and they learn how to fight. Struggle so good that when they get to a place like me where there is no fight, they gotta go start one. They gotta create drama because they was like me. I was raised in the hood. I came out the womb fighting. All I know how to do is fight. So whenever I get to a place of peace, I start sabotaging myself. And I sit back and I watch, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. Every time things start going good in my life, I create a problem. Because I'm used to fighting. I'm used to struggle. I don't know how to live in success. So I had to learn how to be successful and how to operate at my peak. And now I get paid to teach other people how to perform at their peak. So right now, you're the wrong character. You have the wrong particular quality. You have a distinctive quality. And you're not in your constitution. You're not in the right mind. You're not playing the right role. You're supposed to be the role. I'm playing the role of someone who gets paid because I'm a six and I have total awareness because I was born in September. So if I do not engage in awareness and if I do not engage in compassion, then I don't feel. Now, you can give me money. You can give me houses and cars. That does nothing. My paycheck, the way that I get paid, the way that I feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control is if I connect with people. I can't connect with technology. I can't connect with things. I got to connect with people through compassion, through love. That's how I get paid. And so if you were to put me as the head of a major organization, we probably would not make a lot of money. We wouldn't make a lot of connections because that's how I get my payment. But see, I know that about myself. So I connect for payment. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm connecting with you because I know my chemistry. If I can connect with you with physical chemistry, then I'm going to connect with you with my soul's urge. That's the attributes and characteristics of my soul, and that's going to bring my spirit. So I am a spirit, and my spirit is emitting a frequency of compassion. Now, what are we talking about? I'm talking about the distinguishing character or trait that I have. Now, the question is, what do you have? What is your characteristics? So a characteristic is a distinguishing feature. It is a structure. It is a function that is determined by genes. Remember, the genie is not in the genitals. The genie is in the genes. So since you do not have a connection, now remember this, as a peak performance coach, if I meet somebody and they got any problem, I know their character. They playing the wrong character. They in the wrong role. So you cannot be successful. I don't give a damn how great you are. You got to work too hard. See, I don't work. That's why I don't take vacation. When people go on vacation, I'm like dumbfounded. When people are stressed and they got to go somewhere to get relief, I don't know. That's Greek to me. I have a hard time connecting with stress because I don't have any. Like I don't like when I lose, I win. When I win because I have the right characteristics. Now I didn't before, and that's why I had 58 jobs. See, people forget that I started 23 businesses. 23. I can start a business in my sleep. If anybody want to know how to start a business and run a business, holler at your boy. Why? I know I'm not going to put myself in a business, because the word business is just the word busyness. I'm not going to be busy doing nothing that's outside of my character. And look at the word attributes. Oh, man. Did you look at the word attributes? It has the word at and the word tribute in it. What is a tribute? See, if you want to know the purpose of the thing, just look at the name of the thing. What's your first name? Just give me the first letter of your name. That's all I need, just the first letter. I don't need nothing else. If you just give me the first letter of your name, I can tell you everything about you. And I can tell you exactly why you're not successful. And I can tell you exactly why you will never be successful unless you align your mind with God's design. You cannot be successful. Now, sure, you can work like a Hebrew slave, and you're going to be pissed off, and then every chance you get, you're going to run to your purpose. You're going to run to your attributes and characteristics. See, if you really look at people, they always do their attributes and characteristics. Y'all just not paying attention. When people go on vacation, what do they go do? Attributes and characteristics. They leave their job, and they go on vacation, and they do what they designed to be. People do what they designed to be. They got it backwards. We're supposed to be and then do, but everybody is doing, and then they leave what they do to go be. So you're supposed to be, and what you be, that then establishes what you do. Now, it took me 50 years to figure it out, so it may take you a little time to figure it out. But many of us, we don't got time. See, we're in a rush and a hurry to go nowhere fast. I know, because I've been there and done that too. So how do you perform at your peak? Do you know what attribute means? It means a regard. It means to regard something as a result of a specific cause. See, you're not the cause of your reality. See, you, many of us, now again, I did this 50 years. I did not read about it in a book. I did the two things that you cannot do in life. These are two things you cannot do that everybody do. Number one, you cannot misplace your dependency. You cannot. You cannot put your dependency on somebody else. You cannot depend for somebody else to do something that you should do for yourself. The moment that you do that, you put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket. And the moment that you put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket, you're in trouble. As now, remember, we're put on this planet to grow, not to know. The first thing I do when I meet a new person, I'm looking for one thing. I'm looking for growth. I'm looking to see if this individual is growing, because if they're not growing, they're not knowing. If they're not knowing, they're not growing. And if they're not growing, they're going to sabotage. They're going to hurt you. So you need to get away. The most dangerous person on earth is a person that doesn't know their attributes. They're innate, not learned. They're innate attributes and characteristics. But first of all, you got to understand the definition of the word attribute. You got to go seven layers deep. An attribute is a specific cause. The attribute is what caused something to happen. It is the indication of cause. An attribute is the quality or the characteristic of the cause. It is something that is used as a symbol. It is a word. It's a phrase. It is an office. It's a status. It's a key. An attribute. Excuse me. An attribute is something that is imputed. An attribute is something that is ascribed. I like that word. An attribute is something that belongs to. An attribute is something that is produced by. An attribute is something that is upon. An attribute is a quality or a feature that belongs to a representative or a person. See, an attribute, now remember, you got these. You got attributes and characteristics. But if you don't know these attributes and characteristics, because they're unconscious, so that means that you're playing the wrong role. Now remember the word characteristics, that means you are a character tick. Look at the word characteristics. Again, if you want to suck the life out of something, you got to have this. Characteristics. Characteristics. Look at the word. Characteristics. The last word is the word tick. A tick is a blood-sucking animal. And character is a role that you play that allows you to suck the energy out of something. Now, if you are the right, if you know your character, you will always have blood. The blood flows to you. You're a tick. Now, you can be a politic. Or you can understand characteristics or characteristics. Now, everybody is a tick. It's just whether you're a good tick or a bad tick. Now, remember, a tick is a blood-sucking animal. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this, my brothers and sisters, now remember, the FBI uses the same system. And when they saw my system, they said that my system was better than their system. Because my system shows you your true innate is not learned. Everybody has learned behavior. Everybody. Nobody knows that the behavior was learned. We all think our learned behavior is our innate behavior, and it's not. Now, this is not your fault because you have not been exposed. You haven't hung out with somebody like me, and you haven't hung out with somebody like Source. So all I did was 50 plus years running around in circles. I just got tired, man. I just got burnt out. I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired, so I quit. And I was like, and I didn't have the cojones to put a bullet in my own head, so I figured out I'd go out suicide by cop. And I couldn't even do that right. Because I did stuff to, you know, to get me shot or get me in. I couldn't go to prison. And then they just dropped the charges. They were just like, well, we know this dude. He's a good dude. If he did it, yeah, something wasn't right. So I couldn't even do that. I couldn't even do that right. So then I just said, okay, Source, if I'm here, why the blank am I here? Because nobody could tell me. Everybody told me I was here for a reason, but I could not find a man, a woman, or a child on this planet that could. I didn't say they don't exist. I just couldn't find one. So I went to Source myself. And on January the 1st of 2009, bam, I got my life management system. Now, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what the value of it was. That's why I kept giving it away for free. That's what you're doing right now. See, you don't know your own worth and your value. That's why you give yourself away for free. That's why you're prostituting your gift. You're casting your pearls among swine. Now, it's not your fault, but after today, it's your fault. After today, if you keep prostituting yourself, if you keep giving yourself away, now you're worth millions. But if you keep casting your seed among swine, now it's on you. Because I'm getting ready to tell you something that would change your innate immune system. Now, this changes your immune system by changing your innate behavior. Now, this is I can prove this biologically, and we're talking about it during tonight. And tonight's show, I'm breaking down during a private show that's going to really address the specific, the general, and the non-specific innate immune system response. And we're going to talk about how to activate the certain antigens that produces chemical properties inside of the immune system that allows you to override any dis-ease, whether it be physical or whether it be spiritual. This is all about sex. This is about sensuality. This is about spirituality. This is about superiority. So I'm going to talk to you tonight about how to use sex. Now, I know. You get a little nervous when you hear that word, right? I understand, but you don't understand how it ties into your innate. So the word innate, that's what we start with. There is an innate immune response system that source code gave you. It's innate. It is a natural genetic factor that is an induced. It is an adaptive immune response. Everybody has it, but it's innate. Since it's innate, we got a problem, because innate simply means non-detectable. It is below the threshold. It is unconscious. It's not subconscious, and it's not conscious. So as a peak performance, not just performance, in order for you to oscillate at the peak, I tap into your innate immune system. Now, the word innate means inborn. The word innate means inbred. The word innate means inherent. The word innate means intrinsic. The word innate means instinctive. The word innate means, this is a smoking gun, write this one down, intuitive. Now, you should write all of those words down because they all start with N, I-N. It is innate, it is inborn, it is inbred, it is inherent, it is intrinsic, and it is instinctive. And the smoking gun, it is intuitive. Those are the seven that allows you to oscillate and vibrate in your peak. Now, I know this is probably contrary to your theology, brothers, and probably contrary to your theology, sisters. That's why you got to have a just over broke. You got to have a just over broke because you're not innate. Because you're outside of your design, so you can't shine. So you work for a living. You work hard, and you got to go on vacation. You got to vacate the premises because that ain't your premises. A vacation means you leave what ain't yours. Because, boo-boo, your ass should have never been there from the jump. You go on vacation to go to where you're supposed to be, and then you leave where you're supposed to be to go back to work. Why y'all do that? I'm trying to figure it out. Why would you go somewhere where you ain't supposed to be and spend 8 hours a day? And then you got to go on vacation once a year for a week to go where you're supposed to be. And you're supposed to be there all the time. That's why you go on vacation. People feel good. They feel relaxed. They feel refreshed. And then they leave vacation. Why y'all do that? Could somebody please email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com, and explain to me why you would leave the comfort and security of your home. That's your innate capacity for organization. That's better than an orgasm. Vacation. Now, I'm on permanent vacation. Now, I've been on permanent vacation since 2009. Y'all think I'm going to go back to the plantation? You think I'm going to go back to Egypt? Now, I know Negroes that go on vacation, and then after the week or so on vacation, they go back to Egypt. They got jobs. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people that you know. Now, I recommend that you design a permanent vacation where you get paid 24/7, 365. Now, remember the word innate. Remember the seven N's. You got to have these. Somebody should write this down. Now, remember, we're talking about peak performance. I'm not just talking about performing. I'm not just talking about just over broke. I'm not talking about you just, you know, barely getting by. I'm talking about it's inborn, it's inbred, it's inherent, it's intrinsic, it's instinctive, it's intuitive. Those are the seven N's of innateism. Now, you won't find this taught on no planet other than in Willie's world. It's inside of my skull. And I don't know where you're going to get it out if you crack my head open. That ain't happen. I'm going to shoot you first. No, I'm just playing. But if we can wrap your brain around the innate immune system. So innateism is mean it's all in your head. So every demon you got is innateism. It's in your head. It's innate. Therefore, your immune system adapts to anything that is innate. That's the most powerful force on the planet. But there's very few people, I don't know, you know, there's a few knuckleheads that over, under, and understand what is, excuse me, called the language that rules natural order. Now, this was established way back in a study that was done by these cats by the name of Dulan, D-U-L-A-Y, and Burt. And I may break down the esoteric history behind my system one of these days, but again, this is proprietary information, boo-boo. I shouldn't be giving you this much information, but because I love you, and I know you can't be me. I mean, there's a lot of folks trying out there. You know, there's three that I know right today. They're trying. They're trying to be what God has designed me. That's like trying to have sex with a stranger. Why would you do that? Why you walk up to a total stranger and say, hey, let's go have sex. Let's go down an internal course. That's what a peak performance profiler is. That's what I do for a living. So as a peak performance profiler, what I do is I go into people's brains and I do an innate assessment. And based upon my innate assessment, I'm looking for justice. I'm looking for curiosity. I'm looking for knowledge. I'm looking for problem-solving skills. I'm looking for compassion. I'm looking for observation. I'm looking for wisdom, and I'm looking for logic. And when I do my innate assessment on a client, now I'm not telling, they don't know this is what I'm doing, but I know this is what I'm doing because it's my system. I developed it. So the first time I meet you, as soon as you give me the first letter of your name, if you say your name is Tom, even though Tom is not your real name, I know Tom. Oh, that's a T. And I know with the letter T. So I know where to start with Tom. And by looking at Tom, I know that Tom is not oscillating and vibrating in his innate attributes and characteristics. So the first thing that I know about Tom is that Tom is not inborn. He's not inbred. He's not inherent. He's not intrinsic. He's not instinctive. He's not intuitive. Therefore, Tom is not innate. So my job is to assist Tom with returning back to source. So innate means inborn or inside before birth. Now, the book of Jeremiah says that our father knew us before. He knew us in our mother's womb. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm not talking about what you learned from school, boo-boo. So remember, the first word is innate. For you to operate in your peak, you got to be innate. Number one, you got to be innate. That means it got to exist in you from birth. So if you're talking to me about something that you're being or doing that did not exist in you before birth, boo-boo, me and you having the wrong conversation. Now, once we get to the place where we can talk about innateism, now remember, trying to have sex with strangers. You got to stop trying to go into an internal course with a total stranger. We ain't got no chemistry. We have no soul connections. We're not soul mates. So therefore, there's no physical chemistry. Therefore, there's no spiritual integrity. So we cannot have spiritual sex. And so that's what everybody is doing. That's what people are doing. That's outside of their purpose, their destiny. They're not innate. Now they don't know. Nobody knows this. This is why I'm sharing it. Then they got the wrong character. Now, remember, a character is just like in Hollywood. Everybody, we're all actors. I hate to be the bearer of good news. Now, you know, as an actor, in order for you to get the Academy Awards, the Academy Award for, you know, best performing male actor goes to. So you got to be the best performing. So that's my job. I come in to help you oscillate and vibrate. Now, number one, you got to find your character. So how can you be the best at a character that's not your character? So you're trying to be me, but you can't be me, and I can't be you. Now, remember, for the first 50 years of my life, I was trying to be somebody else because I hated myself. That's you. I mean, but, you know, not you personally, but, you know, people you know. So since we hate ourselves, now, remember, this is unconscious. It's not sub or conscious. So we got to go below the threshold. We got to deal. Number one, we dealt with innate. So number two, well, let's go back to the word characteristics. So the word characteristics, that just simply means there is a character that allows me to take risk so that way I can suck blood. But the blood I'm sucking is my own. Now remember, this allows my blood to move. So a tick. So now I'm going to have to do a total separate show one of these days just on the attributes and characteristics of tickology 101. I don't have it down tonight, but you might want to re-look at the attributes and characteristics of a tick. Now, most people that I know don't like ticks. I know I don't. I didn't like ticks either. But a tick is an interesting animal. if you wanna look at it, when we talk about, you know, ticks and why, like a mosquito, you know, you would never think that a mosquito has benefits or there is any, I'm trying to find the right word, attributes, or there's something that is mutually beneficial to a mosquito. Like, why do mosquitoes exist? Well, the tick is like a mosquito. You know, a tick is a blood-sucking animal. And a tick likes blood. And most ticks are not born ticks. I do not know that right there. Tick starts off as like a, I think it's like a larva. It has like six or eight legs, and then it grows into what they call a nymph, and then it grows into what they call a tick. And there are different, there's a lot of different types of ticks, and it's interesting. Ticks transmute, or ticks influence blood. Ticks can take stuff out and introduce stuff into the bloodstream. And we're going to break down tick probably at another study, but ticks are important. We'll leave it at that for now. But in addition to the word tick being in the word characteristics, tick is the last word. The next word is risk. So this that you've been given allows you to take. Now remember, the life of the flesh is where? Anybody remember Leviticus 17:11? I'm going off the dome, but you might want to look it up. This will change your life forever, because remember, we're talking about operating at your peak. We're not talking about and just, you know, coming around here, you're four and no more. We're talking about how you have an extra, like enough money for take care of yourself, your family, your neighbors, you know, donate, you know, fly around the globe, you know, do some shizness. we're talking about, you know, health. So when you, you know, 80, 90 years old, you know, you can still walk up a flight of stairs without passing the hell out. You don't need no wheelchair, not thinking you can go run a marathon. We're talking about you having enough gnosis and knowledge that when somebody come up to you and say, hey, boo-boo, if you don't do this, you're going to die and go to hell. Or whatever, you know, people say. You have enough understanding that, you know, get thee behind me, for it's written. You should not tempt. So you have enough understanding. You're not scarred. And then you have the ability to have a relationship with your worst enemy, because you know nothing outside of you has more power than what goes on inside of you. So it's not what people say. You know that you are the causality of your reality. So there was a person right now on my YouTube channel who says a lot of negative stuff, and on my Facebook channel, and like the one on my YouTube channel, you know, it was really funny. And she, and thankfully now, first of all, the person was very upset because I just didn't respond. And she was like, well, that was a very ignorant response, because I told her, hey, you know that Domino's Pizza delivers. And she was just talking about telling me a bunch of negative stuff. And, you know, I usually try to respond comically, because before I used to engage in all of that stuff. And now I realize that that just wastes time and energy. And I'm not a part of that program, because I got a character to play. I got some risks to take so I can keep my currency flowing. Now, the thing I like about the word characteristics, and then we're going to get to the word innate, and then we're going to wrap all of this up. The word characteristics and the word characteristic that has the word character in it, it means that this is a structure or function determined by a gene or genes. It's a trait. So there is a specific trait. Now, I don't have time to break this all the way down seven layers, because then that would probably give you too much informing, but it is a distinctive trait. So I know I got one of those. Now, it is a distinctive trait, and that trait is one's personal nature. That's like the story about the frog and the scorpion. The scorpions, you know, scorpions can't swim. So the scorpion asked the frog, hey, help me get across the river. And the frog said to the scorpion, well, I would, but, you know, you're gonna sting me. And the scorpion said, no, I'm not, man. I promise. I just need to get across the river. I can't swim. So the frog said, okay, dude, just promise you're not going to sting me, man. Okay, dude, I ain't going to sting you. So the scorpion jumped on the frog's back, and the frog started stroking across the river, and then the scorpion stung him. And the frog almost drowned. He gets to the side, gets to the bank, and he's like, dude, I thought you said, I'm helping you out. Why did you sting me, man? You told me you wasn't going to do that. And the scorpion said, bro, it's in my nature to sting things. It's my personal nature. See, the frog didn't know the scorpion's personal nature. And the frog is asking the scorpion to do something that he ain't freaking designed or gifted by source code to do. That's what a lot of people are doing. A lot of people are making a mistake because they don't understand one's personal nature. So the word character is the word trait. Now, a trait is the word track. It comes from the Latin word tractus, T-R-A-C-T-U-S. You don't even want me to go down that road. The track. Remember, the internal track, the internal course. See, a trait is a personal track. Personal. It's personal. It's designed specifically. The word trait is a personal shot, is a personal missile, personal line. It's a personal track. It's a personal draw. It's a particular distinguishing line, streak, or feature. But at the core is the word track, T-R-A-C-T. And that word track simply means a series or system related to specific destination. A specific interval or a specific time. So if you got this, it is impossible for you to fail. Somebody should write that down. Anybody looking? Now, again, I'm talking about peak performance. Y'all, everybody's performing. Y'all balling out of control. Unfortunately, you're just balling for the master. You still on the plantation, boo-boo. Everything that you grow on that little piece of land that the master gave you, go to him. Now, he's going to break you off a little something. But it's limited, according to how the master feeling. Now, if you piss the master off, he's going to cut off your – he's not going to allow you to plant on that land, because, you know, he owns that land that you own, boo-boo. See, the master's controlling your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. Why y'all still in Egypt? Y'all know we's free now, boy. We's free. But a lot of people want to go back to Egypt. A lot of people want to go back to the plantation. I know, because the plantation, you ain't got to think. Master does all the thinking for you. He tell you what time to go to work, what time to get up, what time to go to sleep, when you can sleep, where you can sleep, for how long of a period you can sleep. All of this is done by Massa. Now, I know because it doesn't require you to take responsibility for you. And I know that's a pretty good program. I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. A lot of people like that program. Me, however, yeah, that's not the way my savings account is set up. I like taking responsibility for my actions. So the word characteristic simply means that there is an innate personal track that you're supposed to be on. You're just on the wrong track. Now, it's okay. We all start because nobody informed of this in elementary school. At least they didn't tell me. They may have told you. Number one, they didn't tell me nothing about I need to be innate. Number two, nobody told me nothing about my characteristic. They didn't tell me that there is a role that I must play that allows me to take a risk that for me is not a risk. So if I'm a trained race car driver, if I drive 120, I'm trained. I'm born with a skill set. So therefore, that's key for you, but it's not risky for me. So that allows me to be a tick. That allows me to pull energy out because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Let me say that again. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So while you in this flesh, you need blood. If I take all the blood out of you, guess what happens to you? You die, boo-boo. So the life of the flesh is in the blood. So there's a specific track that you're supposed to be on that keeps your blood circulating. That's how I can perform at the peak. That's how I can go to the gym 3 times a day. That's how I can do 3 shows. That's how I can write 50 books. That's how I can go all day, every day, 24/7, non-65, because I'm doing a constant blood transfusion. Because it's an innate. It's not learned. There is a system. This is my innate immune system. That's the result of my characteristics, and that gives me a tribute. Now, this word right here, I wish I had a few hours on this word. Like, remember, we're talking about you want to perform at your peak, right? You want to oscillate or vibrate like you're on constant vacation. You want to be able because you are enabled. See, I'm able because I'm enabled. That means that I don't have to put in no energy and no effort because the risk moves my blood and that empowers my character. And it was innate. It was inborn. It was inherent. It was given to me by source. I didn't do nothing to get it. I can't do nothing to lose it. It was given to me by source code. It was given to me by prime creator. It was given to me by the big G. So without this, I got to go get a job. Because now I got to create movement myself. Instead of allowing the circulation, I just jump in the river. You ever swim? Now, now we had to go through rapid water training when I was WSSI, when I was a water safety survival instructor. And we had to go swim, whole white water rafting and water survival. We had to go ocean. We had to go rivers, lake screen. We had to learn in all the different types of scenarios that we would be in. And one of the most difficult was rapid water. So you have to learn how to use the river's energy for you instead of using the energy of the river against you, meaning don't swim upstream, boo-boo. Now, I remember I used to go when my kids were lived in this town called San Marcos. They had Guadalupe River, and I could swim all out. And I used to do this. I used to go. I would swim laps for an hour. I would get in the Guadalupe River, and I would swim for a whole hour as hard as I could, and I never moved. It was like swimming on a treadmill. It was awesome because the current, as long as you were swimming, you didn't move back. But as long as you were swimming, you didn't move forward. You stayed in the same place the whole time. Newsflash. Boo-boo, that's the story of 99.99999% of the people that I know's life. They swimming like madmen, all out, balls to the wall. You ain't going nowhere. You're just fighting the current. Now, I used to do that for exercise. Like, even now when I go to the gym, I get on a treadmill, I don't go nowhere. The belt is moving, but I'm not. That's most people's life. So I used to jump in the river, the Guadalupe River, and I used to swim. I mean, that's the moment I stopped, the current just would take me. Never swim against the current. And the current is what is innate, what is characteristics, and what is attributes. Because the attributes is this word attribute. Now, what is a tribute? What is an Now, remember, the word attribute is qualities that belong to someone or something. Now, I have a question for you. Where did you get this quality from? Now, this quality is what we call feature. Now, remember, when I talk about your product and your service, features and benefits. Now, what is a feature? This is, now remember, high performance, peak performance. That means you ain't got no competition because you got innate characteristics and attributes. Now, a feature is the preeminent characteristic. So a feature is a distinctive mark, a feature. Now, so my attribute is my distinctive mark. It's the thing that it makes me outstanding. It attracts attention. Ooh, drop mic, exit stage left. I know a lot of women that got a distinctive mark that attracts attention, and y'all wrap up in a sheet so that way the only thing showing is your eyes. And you wonder why you ain't got a dime. Because your characteristics that allows you to draw blood by taking a risk that's based upon a specific mark that attracts attention. It was given to you by your prime creator, and you wrapping up in a sheet. And you wondering why money runs from you. Because you're not being you. A feature is a deed of trust. Now, I do not overstand if you can wrap your brain around this Latin word, factura, F-A-C-T-U-R-A. It means a formation. It means to make, do, or perform. Now, remember, I am a peak performance, not just freaking monkey, trained monkey stuff. Anybody can train you to jump through hoops. Now, bubble, peak, a distinctive mark. You're the only person on earth that got it. Nobody else got it. It means make, do, perform. It's a distinctive mark. Nobody else got it. That's a feature. And if you don't know what yours is, you got to go get a job. Because you don't have anything. You're in competition with everybody else. I don't have no competition. That's why I'm a peak performance coach. There's a lot of people there's a lot of systems out there, man. I ain't hating on nobody else's system. But I know, as source is my witness, there is no system on this earth that can tell you exactly what to do based upon you, your blood type, based upon your name, based upon your place of birth, based upon shizness that's freaking innate. Did you choose where you was born? Did you choose your blood type? Did you choose the letters of your name? Did you choose your date of birth? All of the stuff that I deal with, you had nothing to do with it. It came from source code. Everybody else, they dealing with shizness that's, stuff that you learn on a freaking job somewhere. Now, it's better than nothing, but it's like swimming upstream. Me, I like swimming downstream. This is the smoking gun of everything that we've talked about so far today. This allows you to be you. And that is the word tribute. If you look at the word attribute, you're going to see the word tribute. It is an attribute. So everybody is at tribute. So what is a try? Write the word Trinity. T-R-I, and then butte, tribute. So a tribute is a gift. Come on, preacher. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of source. The word tribute, it means something that is given. It means bestowal. The word tribute has the word tribe in it. T-R-I-B-E. The word tribute comes from the Latin tributum, T-R-I-B-U-T-U-M. It means an assignment. It means an allotment. It means a levy. It means a toll that connects you to a tribe. Now, an attribute is a gift or any type of a payment rendered that connects you to a specific tribe. So remember, the word tribute comes from a Latin word, That means to grant or to distribute among a tribe. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. That means the source, he put you in a tribe, and then he distributed a particular characteristic or an attribute to you so that way you can have money, so that way you got a gift, so that way you have the ability to pay the tax. It means to pay. It means I've assigned or I have granted a specific gift to you, which is an offering or a token that allows you to exist in this tribe. So if you don't have your attribute, you in the wrong, you're going to be attracted to the wrong tribe. You're going to connect with the wrong tribe. You will have no value to that tribe. Now, if I go over to some tribe in Africa where everybody run around, you know, in the heat, you know, I don't do too well in heat, where everybody run around, you know, with no shoes on and, you know, they naked and, you know, everybody exchanging goats. Well, I don't really like goats like that. So I ain't got nothing to give to the tribe. So I go to a tribunal, I go to the meeting, and, you know, in order to get a wife, you got to have a goat. And I come, I want a wife, you know, I like having a wife, but I ain't got no gift. I don't got nothing to give. I don't have no way to pay. I don't have nothing that's going to allow me. I don't have a token. I don't have the ability to pay the tax to the ruler or master for security or protection. Now, source code gave me, but I'm in the wrong tribe. I'm in the tribe, again, I'm just saying fictitiously, if I was in a tribe, now, source code gave me the ability to talk and to break down words so that way I could share that with the world in exchange for security and protection. But if I was in a tribe where they only accepted goats as their payment, and I got, again, a mouthpiece and the ability to understand etymology, and I go up to them and I break down words, and they looking for goat, I'm in the wrong tribe, so I had no value, and I have no worth. And I wonder why I'm not successful, and I want to be part of this tribe. And I'm fighting, you know, my heart out, and I'm trying to do everything. Just like when I was to go swimming at the Guadalupe River right outside of San Marcos, well, it used to be SWT. Now they changed it to, what is it? I think Texas State. And I used to go to San Marcos. I remember jumping into Guadalupe, and I remember swimming, man, and swimming and swimming. And I didn't go nowhere. After a whole hour of swimming, I was exhausted, and I got out right where I got in. Most people, that's their whole life. They working like Hebrew slaves. Hard. It's sad to watch. And I just watch them on that treadmill of life. Oh, man, it's really, really sad. I was on that treadmill for 50 years. I would never, ever. There's nothing. There's no way. There's nothing that looks heinous to me now. What is normal is abnormal. They got us. They got me. Let me rephrase that. I brought the system's definitions for 50 years. It is a miracle that I'm still in my right mind and that I'm still have the activities of my limbs. The crap that I did out of anger because I knew something was wrong, but nobody could tell me that I was not operating according to my innate characteristics and attributes. Nobody could tell me I was in the wrong tribe. That's why. But how did I get there? Because I had the wrong vibe. If you got the wrong vibe, my brother, if you got the wrong vibe, now how do you have the wrong vibe? Reticular activating system. That just simply means that you got the wrong innate characteristics. You're playing the wrong character. So now remember, if I'm playing the character of Superman, but I'm supposed to be Batman. Now, Batman said that his superpower was his money. Superman's superpowers was his strength and his ability to do all the Superman stuff. So if I'm playing Superman, but my gift is money. Y'all remember that last Superman where, you know, Superman was dying, he came back, and Batman would say, the world needs Superman, it don't need me. Batman, he had a lot of money, but he had no superpowers. He couldn't fly. He couldn't do all of the shit that Superman could do. He needs trinkets. He needs techniques. So Batman was smart because Batman knew, hey, I need to bring back Superman because I can't be Superman. I can only be Batman. And then Batman got the help of Spider-Man and Wonder Woman and Aquaman because they all had distinctive features. and they all had innate characteristics and attributes. But notice at the Justice League, the reason that it was called Justice League, because it was part of the innate immune system that I was talking about. When I look for people, that's what I look for. First thing is justice. Because justice is just us. So the tribe is the result of the vibe that allows you to establish justice. Any organization without just us, I know that people in that organization, they got no clue about their innate characteristics and attributes. They are in the wrong lane. They're part of the wrong tribe. They're trying to be something that they're not. So the word tribute is an allotment. It is an allocation among the tribes or to be a tribe. The word attribute has underneath it the word tribe, which simply means the ability to offer or have an offering or a gift or a token that allows you to exist in this aggregation or this aggregate people united or tied together through ancestry, customs, or tradition. So in order for you to perform at your peak, to operate at your peak, you got to be a part of the right tribe. In order to be a part of the right tribe, you got to have the right vibe. In order to have the right vibe, you got to have something that's called attributes. In order to have attributes, you got to have characteristics. In order to have characteristics, you got to have something that is innate. In order to have something that is innate, then that means you got to go back and you got to find something that is inherent, intrinsic, and more importantly, instinctive. That's why I come in. So as a peak performance operator, my job is to assist you with being you. That's it. So when we sit down, and it's really interesting when I get a new client, they come with their successes, and I'm interested in their failures. Because the reason that they're successful is because they've learned this crazy thing that's called work. Like, I haven't worked in a long time, and I will never work again. Now, I will play. I will perform my role because I'm designed. I have certain attributes and characteristics that allows me to be a loving and compassionate entomologist. That means awareness. I was born in September, so my one word gift is awareness. So I'm aware, and so I teach awareness. So I'm really an awareness coach. I make you aware of what's there. I really don't. I would like to say that I had all these great attributes and characteristics, but the one that I got, that's the only one that I need. So I sit you down, and I give you your innate attributes and characteristics. And initially, your response is, oh, yeah, that sounds good, brother. But your reticular activating system is going to say, don't believe that dude. He don't know what the hell he's talking about. He just read that system out of a book. Your reticular activating system, that's the reptile brain that's sitting on top of your spinal cord. That's why you can't receive the signal from the pitar. And that's why you're playing the wrong role, because the enemy is sending you the wrong signal. So you're picking up that signal that says, hey, you know, be an arrogant, cocky prick. And so you spend your whole life being an arrogant, cocky prick. When that's not the role that the Father source code has designed for you. You perform in the wrong role. So I come along and say, hey, yo, boo-boo, you got the wrong role, homie. That's not your job. Well, I'm sorry, I got my degree from XYZ University, and I spent 30 years in my field, my brother, and I'm a professional trained therapist, and I know what I'm talking about. And I get paid very well. How much money you got again? Okay, I make more money than you, so therefore I'm better than you. Okay, but what's the quality of your life? Are you stuck on the ceiling? Do you jump on scooters and go out and crash and burn in the middle of the road like I did a couple of days ago? Come on with scarred up elbows and knees, but you had a great time. Will I do it again? Hell yeah, I'll do it again. Because why? I'm living the dream, boo-boo. Life is good. I take a risk. Now, with those risks, sometimes you meet immediate failure. But it was fun. And the wife had a good time. The kids was laughing at me while I was out there, you know, showing out in front of people and not crash and burn. I ate that pavement and skin and pavement. In case y'all don't know, it don't go good together. I'm still in recovery mode, but I'm almost back. I mean, it's crazy. It's amazing how fast my wounds heal up. Elbows all scarred up. Knees all scarred up. You know, I thought I had broke my hand. It was all swollen up. Now, it's almost back to normal. What was I doing, though? Was I working? No. Am I working right now? No. As I get off this call, am I going to return to what work? So when I talk to people, is that work for me? Y'all have no idea how much fun I have revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, because the look on people's eyes, because you know what? I connect with people at their lowest point, not the highest. So I remember I talked to a lady last night, 8 o'clock at night. The wife was like, man, what you doing taking one-on-ones at 8 o'clock at night? I said, man, there was a new client. She texted and said, I don't know, doc. Man, I've been following you, listening to your stuff, and I don't know what else to do. Single mother, 2-3 kids, I think. She was at the end of her rope. She said, when she said, I'm afraid, and I don't know what to do. I know I couldn't wait till tomorrow. Say, are you available right now? Yes, I am. Free consultation. I didn't charge her anything. And at the end of that call, you know what she told me? If I hadn't talked to you, I don't know what I would have done. I remember that feeling being at the end of my rope, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't have nobody to talk to. Thankfully, I went to source. But there are some people who didn't grow up with a mother like mine who taught me, Negro, when you don't know nothing to do, and your back is up against the wall, and you don't know, pray. I don't care what you do, just sincerely connect, because there's someone, something bigger, greater than you. Connect with, and back then it was called God. And it was still called God. But there's different ways of connecting with God. Some people wasn't trained, or some people didn't have a mother like me. I had a plain mother. And the one thing she taught me, there was a lot of negative things, but the one positive thing was how to pray, how to connect with God. I just had a one-on-one right before the phone call. And this brother I've been with, you know, in California, I was telling him, hey, man, next time I'm in Cali, I'm going to come look you up. We're going to go hang out, drink some coffee, or get a smoothie or something. He was so excited. And he said, Doc, the greatest thing that happened to me was connecting with you, brother. Because, and it's amazing, because he finally found the two words that I had been telling him, because he's a bunch of sevens and an 11. And I told him when he was describing, he was so excited because he finally got the thing that allows him to operate at his peak performance. Like me, he went through job through job through job, and I had been telling him, but he couldn't see the forest for the trees. And there's a lot of people that's listening to me right now. You can't see the forest because of the trees. And there's so many people are looking at their innate attributes and characteristics, but they can't see their innate attributes and characteristics because they've been looking at it all their life. And they don't see no value. I didn't see no value in talking. I've been told to shut up all my life. People have been telling me, Negro, you talk too much all your life. I've been getting in trouble because of, again, weaponized caring all my life. And now I get paid to care about people and to talk to them. Thing I've been doing all my life. And you're going to get paid to do what you've been doing all your life. And I do this whether I'm asleep or awake, because it requires no effort or no energy, because source code downloads something inside of me that allows me to connect with other people and to extend and to treat people the way that I want to be treated. And source code gave me the ability to see through smoke and mirrors, so I have something called discernment. And I just combined those things, and that created something called purpose. And that allowed me to oscillate and vibrate at my highest possible level. That's my peak performance. So I vibrate at the highest possible level, and guess what money is attracted to? Money is attracted to clarity. So clarity determines currency. And all I help people do is get clarity of self, not nobody else. Now, don't. If you're not a member of the Life Management System, you need to join. And once you join, don't come talking about somebody else. Well, you know, it's my husband's fault. My husband, no. If you got any issue in your life, you. Let's talk about you. And I guarantee you, the issue is a lack of clarity of you. Because source code has given you everything that you need to be you. He's given you everything that you need for life and godliness. That's peak performance. How do you perform at your peak? Be, do, and have your best? You got to understand you got to understand the self better than you understand everything else. And it all starts with the system the system that was given to me by Source. Because Source asked me, what is your name? Same thing Moses asked source code when he was saying, when he came to him, what is that? He said, I am that. Now, you, right after that first I am, you should put a comma and a blank. Now, this is huge. Because Exodus 33, when Moses was standing before, and Moses represents Amon represents the ram's horn inside of the brain. So the burning bush represents the fornix inside of the brain. So when Moses went up to the mountain represents heaven. Heaven represents the crown chakra. The crown chakra represents the highest part of the brain. The highest part of the brain represents where the circle of Willis is at. Now go to Google and type in these terms, circle of Willis. Now all this is inside of my book. Again, this is peak performance stuff. If you can understand this, this is the biology of everything that we talked about. You have the circle of Willis. Go to Google and type it in. Click on the image. Now, the circle of Willis controls the blood flow. Remember the word characteristics? Now, if you please look it up. It looks like a man on a cross. Go to Google. Type in circle of Willis blood flow. Please. 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 Just humor me. You know, after the show, go to Google, type in circle of Willis blood flow. Click on images, please. At your convenience. I need to destroy the devil and get him out your house. The house is your freaking head. Do you honestly think that source code is not going to put himself in everything? Give me a belief I can show you. Give me a freaking leaf, I'm going to show you God. Give me a blade of grass, I will show you God. Give me a rose petal, I will show you God. Give me just a one drop of your blood, I will show you God. Give me a cell, I will show you God. Give me your finger, I will show you God. Give me anything or anyone, and I will show you source, code, prime, creator. Now, you may have King James, but I will show you King God. When you look at the circle of Willis, what you're seeing is you. That controls the blood flow. All you got to do is type it in and look at it and just marvel at the greatness that's called you. You control that. You control the biological expression of the brain and of the body. You control that. When Moses went up on a mountain, he was forged in the fire of the fornix. Please, now, after you finish looking up the circle of Willis, go back to Google or your favorite search engine. Type in the word fornex, F-O-R-N-E-X. The fornex is code for furnace. And look at it. It looks exactly like a ram's horn. That's why in all of the ancient texts, Moses is pictured with horns. And everybody think that's demonic. No, boo-boo, that's the amygdala. And that's the hippocampus. That's the limbic system. This is innate limbic system activation. That's what I do. I activate the limbic system. What does the limbic system control, boo-boo? All of your feel-good chemistry is controlled by the olfactory bulb. Now, I wish I had a couple of days so I can break down the fiber tracks. Emphasis on the word tracks. That's where the word attributes come from. Tracks. There's fiber tracks. Why y'all think they land everything now with fiber lines? Because they took it out your freaking head. Fiber tracks connect the limbic system and the structure of the fornix or the furnace. So when Moses went up on the mountain head, he got down and he stood before God, source, and he saw the burning bush, fornix, because it was inside of your head, the fornix. And God told him, take the shoes from off your feet. Why? So that way you can connect with earth. So you can connect with the 12th tectonic plates in the ground, because the 12 tectonic plates in the earth is going to connect you with the 12 constellations in the sky, and the 12 constellations in the sky is going to control the 12 cranial nerves in the circle of Willis to keep the blood circulating so you can be the character, because you are God in a character on earth. You are an individual expression of God on earth. God is a character called you on earth. You are God in character. So God is walking around incognito as you. Oh, boo-boo, I don't know if you really want to know the truth. I think you might be more comfortable with King James Version. Because once you get the truth, you know you ain't got no problems. You go, you become a devil hunter. You become a witch hunter. You become a demon hunter. Because why? You know them suckers don't exist. And every time you see one, you walk through it. You know that there is no problems. You know that there's no situations. You know that there's no issues. Because you know I am. Blank, I am. Fill in the blank. Put any word. Any word in there. Just put it in there. I am. And throw anything in there. Anything you want. Put it in there. That's what I am. I am rich. I am. I am healthy. I am. You see, brothers and sisters, you playing the wrong character. You are God incognito. God is in you. He's oscillating and he's vibrating as you. He's manifesting himself through you. I love the way it says in the Apocryphon of John, the secret book of the Apocryphon of John, because it breaks down something that is extremely important. I wish I had a couple of days to break this down. Because in the Apocryphon of John, it breaks down the fact that source code is expressing, exposing, and expanding itself. This is like a video game for God. It's like God is sitting in a chair. He has a controller in his hand called Earth. And he has characters inside of a video game called me, you, and everything else on this planet. So Source is sitting in the chair. He has a controller called the universe. And inside of the game called life, Source is get to play out life in different roles. And you stressed out. Because you trying to take control of the controller. But you're designed by Source to express, expose, and expand yourself or be one thing. But you're just taking it upon yourself to be something else. So I got one quest for you. And that quest or that question is, what is your design? You see, my brother, you see, my sister, you have been designed to shine. But you have to over, under, and understand that when Source says, I am with you always, I am the Father, I am the Mother, I am the Son, excuse me, and I am the incorruptible, that's what it says in the Apocryphon of John. That just simply means source code is an individual expression of you. That is the allotment that has been given to you. What was given to you was a piece of Source. That's what in the movie Transformers, it was called the awe spark. It was the awe-inspiring spark. That's what the Transformers is about. The movie Transformers is how you transform. That's why they get the trans. Remember, the Transformers, look at the name, transform, change form. How? Remember, that was this little speck of something. It was a cube. And a little piece of that cube, when they put it in anything, it generated life. It was a spark of Source. It was the awe-inspiring spark. Now, the Bible says that we have this spark in us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. The hope of the ray of glow, or the glory, or the ray of glow, or the glow ray, the hope of glory. So my brothers and sisters, stop looking for things outside of you and look for things inside of you. How do you perform at your peak? All you got to do is simply be who Source has designed and gifted you to be. And the only way to be who you designed and gifted you to be is to know your innate attributes and characteristics that was given to you as a payment to be a part of a tribe. And as long as you give, you will always receive back a unlimited flow of currency. So that way you can function inside the tribe. And if you're not being you, you got to work very hard at being somebody else. I recommend that you be you. And if you want to know how to be you, simply email me, masterteacher30.com@gmail.com. That's what I do. And guess what? I'm damn good at what I do. And I'm going to make you good at what you do. And if we all are vibrating at our highest possible level, again, if we vibe together, we can tribe together. And we all, y'all be sipping, meet me at the Bahamas. when we do our little, you know, hey, Kingdom Millionaires Life System Management company or a group meeting, get all my clients, we all going to meet up somewhere, Bahamas, Hawaii, and we all sit around and sip pina coladas at the beach and tell our war stories about how we remember back on April the 23rd of 2019 when Doc dropped that message on how to perform at your peak. It's going to be an awesome day. I'm looking forward to meeting you there. So, brothers and sisters, I'm oscillating and vibrating at my peak. Time for you to oscillate and vibrate at yours. Email me today, masterteacher30.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. He has a name written on his thigh that no man, woman, or child can pronounce. May the Ruach, the Pneuma, the set apart one, the S-U-N and the S-O-N continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah, King Corbin, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude? Stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Yeah.